This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Heirs to the Walmart fortune may be the next owners of the Denver Broncos. The team says they have a sale agreement with members of the Walton family. Control of the team has been under a trust since the death of former longtime owner Pat Bowlen in 2019. He bought the Broncos in 1984. The other NFL owners still have to approve the sale. There are new gun laws in two metro area cities. Boulder and Louisville passed several measures Tuesday meant to prevent gun violence and mass shootings. Katie Lace lives in Louisville near her son's elementary school.
Every day after I walk my son to school and look out the window of the room I use as my office, I look at the school and I wonder if today's going to be the day.
The ordinances include waiting periods to purchase guns and banning the possession of firearms in what are considered sensitive places like churches, schools, and hospitals. After months of turbulence, Colorado Springs' largest school district, D-11, has a new superintendent. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Michael Gull is an Air Force Academy graduate who has worked in public school districts and the private sector. He hopes to stem the flow of students leaving the district.
The failure in the system is systemic. I bring systems-level leadership across three different sectors in how you provide turnaround and strategy to deliver outcomes.
Gull was chosen from a group of three finalists. The previous D-11 superintendent, Michael Thomas, mutually agreed with the board to leave the district in March. The new conservative board majority diverged with Thomas on how to address academic gaps and equity. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The trial of a Colorado businessman accused of organizing a fraudulent fundraising campaign to build a wall on the southern U.S. border has ended with a mistrial and a deadlocked jury. Timothy Shea faced charges of conspiracy and falsifying records. Two other defendants have pleaded guilty, and another, former White House advisor Steve Bannon, got a pardon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.